Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. It is Sunday, April 9th, 2017. Tonight is one of those weird anniversary nights. I didn't even know this until I actually was looking at my cassette tonight. I'm doing Iowa Corn Fed Blues. This is my first release. And I actually recorded this, believe it or not, April 9th, 1994. So exactly 23 years ago tonight from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And the backstory on this is that I recorded this. I have a band, the second band and the second version of it. I was basically fired from my own band. We had played this place down at Court Avenue, and the bartender had told the guys in the band that he thought that our version of Take Five and I was doing a Miles Davis Blues and Sea or something like that. I don't know. He thought our versions were really good and we should do more of that. And so the guy said, yeah, let's just do nothing but jazz. And I'm like, no, I'm a blues man. And you guys are blues men. And there are real jazz bands in Des Moines. But they decided that that's what they wanted to do. And so they basically fired me. And they went on to play jazz. Unfortunately, that was it for them. Because there were real legit jazz bands in Des Moines. And these guys weren't jazz players. God bless them. I mean, it was nice that they were, you know, giving it a thought. But that was one market that had plenty of players and very good players. So anyway, I didn't have a band. So I went up to Otho and I did a recording of just me and myself and I. that I eventually released that. That came out later as Piano Blues. And then, but this was the first one. And I decided that I wanted to do a band thing. And I talked to Kirk Kaufman, also known as Junior, up at Junior's Motel. And I said, hey, I mean, I want to, you know, do a band thing, but I can't get any musicians to come out and play with me. And so he goes, well, you can have my house band, and basically let me have them without paying for it. It was amazing. So I showed up 23 years ago at 2 in the afternoon, and I just basically taught Brad Heck, who played guitar and bass, and Kai Hobb, who played drums. Both those guys still great musicians. Kai still up in Fort Dodge area, and he's like a top session dude up there. And then Brad's up in Minnesota. He's had several really great bands up there. He's an amazing guy as well. But they were called Junior's Army, and they would work on, you know, basically their own stuff, but they were kind of like the house band. And so, you know, I taught them the stuff, and the rest is history. Now, this cassette's pretty rare. That was like the thing to release, although CDs were still, I mean, CDs were the thing. But I didn't have money to press CDs. And so I went, and I think maybe about 200 of these are around. And if you have one, they're a collector's item, because they're, like I said, there are only 200 of them. It's Iowa-centric as far as, you know, songs are about Iowa or a lot of Kansas City-type things, too, because I was still under the influence of Kansas City because I'd lived there from 1986 to 1991. So Kansas City still was an important place for me. So the songs tonight, Iowa, that's obviously my theme song that I play still. Reconsider Baby, classic Lowell Folsom there. Court Avenue, which is a song about basically the entertainment district of Des Moines. It's been that way since the 80s. This was my ode to that. Going to KC was a song that I was trying to do an updated version of Kansas City. This would have been current back in 1988 when I wrote it. I also wrote Iowa in 88, Court Avenue. So that would have been in the 90s when I wrote that, early 90s. Rock and Roll Saturday Night, also back from 1988. That's my Jerry Lee Chuck Berry song. Lovesick Blues, also from, would have been 88, 89-ish. It's a song about a girl from Kansas City. Yes, yes, yes. So that would be from the later recording, though. That one doesn't have that part. But, yeah, that was a girl from Kansas City that I wrote about. Guilty, old Randy Newman tune. Barbecue Blues. That was written just before I recorded this. I was talking to the guy that owned, or the guy that he, I guess he was a manager for Hostetler's, which was part of Hickory Park. And they were located on Merle Hay Road, right next to the Hideaway, which was a place owned by Connie Derry. And I was there one night doing a solo thing. And for some reason he asked me, because he liked Oreo Cookie Blues. Matter of fact, I did that song. I used to do that song. And he goes, why don't they have a song about barbecue? And being an idiot like I am and not thinking about the hundreds of songs about barbecue, I go, oh, I don't know, I'll write you one. And so I wrote him this song. And he liked it. I you know, gave him a copy of the cassette. And so he was happy with it. Sings Like an Angel was about a bartender and a waitress down at the Grand Avenue Lounge. She could sing like an angel. She could, but she never would sing with us. And then she kind of got out of the waitressing business and became, and she actually was performed. I think it was did some music theater. Let's see, what was that? Ingersoll Dinner Theater. Which actually it's a lot more prestigious than you think. I used to work there. It was a nice venue, a really nice venue. And they put on really good shows. They had a lot of talent in Des Moines. So, I mean, it wasn't the schmaltzy dinner theater type things you're thinking about. This is legit stuff. But she did that and then she disappeared. I don't know what happened to her, which is kind of sad, which happens to a lot of people in the business. They go on to other things or they just, you know, move on to other places. High Society Boy, which is actually, originally wrote it as Blue Society Boy. I was too scared to sing Blue Society Boy because I didn't want to get in trouble. But as you can tell, even when I was singing it, I had trouble saying the words, getting it mixed up and stuff. But I should have just went ahead and said Blue Society Boy because I got in trouble anyway. So, yeah, that's the way it is with me and the Blue Society. We just always in trouble with each other. Then Ten Fingers. That was the last song. That was a joke that John Paul used to call me Ten Fingers back in the day when I was only playing with one hand. And then that encouraged me to play with my other hand so that he wouldn't make fun of me. A bunch of double entendres. So, there you go. All right, one thing I'm going to say about tonight's show, there's something wrong with my garage band, and I cannot hear. I mean, I can see it's recording, and I see the levels and everything, and it was working fine earlier tonight when I was working on the Iowa Corn Fed Blues, which is the tape that we're going to hear tonight. And I really had to work hard on that because there was it's old. I mean, it's a very, very old tape, and things are, you know, they get kind of, you know, rickety, but I think I was able to save it. But anyway, something's happening now. I can't hear things. the playback. So I don't know. I'm hoping when I get all done with this that there'll be something here, and that you'll be able to hear it tonight on Podbean. Otherwise, you'll know why there isn't a thing tonight. So anyway, you're going to get it like this. No editing. It's just going to happen, and hopefully it'll be good. Ladies and gentlemen, Iowa Corn Fed Blues from the Iowa Blues Showcase.
One, two, three, four. Thank you. so long. How I hate to see you go. And it's the way that I miss you, baby. One, two, three. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, babe, I've been thinking, and I shouldn't come by no more. I found myself in trouble, darling, and I had nowhere else to go. Got some whiskey from a barman, got some cocaine from a friend, got to keep on moving on till I'm back in your arms again. I'm guilty, yes, I'm guilty. Turns out right. just can't stand myself. Takes a whole lot of medicine, darling, for me to be somebody else. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Some turkey with the barbecue, smoke right in. Give me some pork and beans, I really ain't had. And that's the kind of meal that's fit for a man. I got the barbecue. Take 64.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4!
She sings in the morning, sings late at night. She sings more supper until the broad daylight. Oh, she sings like an angel, sings like an angel, yes, indeed. I'm home. Well, she sings so sweet. The birds give up their tweet, and everyone that she meets says she seems like an angel. The birds and trees no longer sing at night, cause when my baby's singing, she keeps them satisfied. Oh, she seems like an angel, seems like an angel, yes indeed. Well, she sings so sweet. The birds give up their tweet, and everyone seems like an angel. Yeah. give up their tweet. And everyone that she meets says she seems like an angel. Watch it here. One, two, three, four.
Thank you, Ringo! One, a two, a
what's happening here. This is crazy. My garage band's getting ready to die. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time to go. I want to thank y'all for listening tonight. And, I think next week I got me a brand new MacBook, and it's time to get serious and get it set up for podcasting. So, darn it. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. I will.